The death of a father and his two adult sons on the family farm near Kanturk in County Cork yesterday is the lead story in all of today's papers in the Republic. Community in shock after murder-suicide is the lead headline in the Irish Examiner, which, in common with all of today's papers, reports that members of the Garda Emergency Response Unit found 26-year-old Mark O'Sullivan's body in a bedroom at lunchtime yesterday, and a short time later, the bodies of his younger brother, 23-year-old Dermot, and his father, Tadhg, were found nearly half a kilometre away in a field owned by the family. All of today's papers also report that Tadhg O'Sullivan's wife Anne fled from the family home to a neighbour's house to raise the alarm with Gardaí after shots were fired early yesterday morning. It is also widely reported that one line of inquiry being followed by Gardaí is that the shooting may have arisen from a dispute over land. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish News leads with the line that health officials in Northern Ireland sought to reassure the public that hospitals there can cope with mounting pressure after it emerged yesterday that there were just 9 intensive care beds available across the north. The situation in hospitals in the Republic receives coverage on the front of today's Independent after 344 patients were being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals yesterday, the highest number since May. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the prospect that a COVID vaccine could become available before the end of the year. As is widely reported in a number of other papers this morning, the makers of the so-called Oxford vaccine claim that it has been shown to trigger an immune response in both older and younger people. Just 13% of Irish babies are being breastfed when they're 6 months old, compared with a European average of 25% and a global average of 38%. You can find out more about those statistics on the front of today's Times. As for this morning, a number of papers report on the finding that 18% of staff surveyed at Tala Hospital in Dublin have antibody evidence of infection with COVID-19. That number rose to 20% for staff with roles directly involved with patients. Dublin City Council has granted permission for 1,600 student accommodation beds to be converted into tourist or short-term worker apartments for the academic year. That's in the Times. Also in the Times, it's reported that the Gender Parity Report, which investigates airtime given to Irish female musicians, has noted an increase in the amount of music made by women being played on the radio. It's reported that RTE1's top 20 most played songs will split 50-50, while on Today FM, only 10% of their most played songs were by women. The Examiner reports this morning that nearly €50,000 has been donated to a GoFundMe page set up to raise money for the Carmelite nuns who were ordered by court in September to leave a compound which they had developed without planning permission on land in West Cork. Irish-born businesswoman Emer Timmins, who's described as a trailblazer for women in the tech industry, has become the first Irish woman in decades to be awarded an OBE by the Queen of England. That's in the Independent. And finally, the Times reports today on another woman with Irish roots who's blazing a trail in the US in the fight against COVID-19. Dr. Maureen Barty is Associate Director for Global Health Security with the Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, which works to prevent infectious diseases around the world with a group of 69 countries, NGOs and international companies. The Irish connection is that her mother moved from Moat in County Westmeath to the US in the 1960s. And she's also a second cousin of golfer Shane Lowry, and in 1997, Maureen was the San Francisco Rose of Tralee.